when we play, let's say I play a 10 hertz frequency or any one of these frequencies through this, our scalar coil, what is actually happening to the electron protons in that? What is actually happening that really produces the phenomena that just playing it through a regular coil doesn't do?
The phenomena cannot be understood as pure particle dynamics. In point of fact, what is occurring when there is a potential difference in a wire is vortex action. The vortex action is occurring even in DC. When the vortex then is changing, the vortex itself tends to expand, contract, and when the changes happen fast enough, a ripple will actually move through the vortex. Then, as you have this created, the primary aspect of this is physical in an ordinary coil. But because of the bucking effects and the various methods of cancellation, there is a reduction of the physical aspect. As a result, it is the changes that are held at the more subtle levels that then become much more apparent. They are not pulled back to the physical, thus they are able to expand more easily. Over a period of a few minutes, that expansion takes place. This is why at times you may switch on a device and not notice it immediately, or notice it immediately slightly, and over a period of 5 minutes or so, it becomes stronger. The energies as they build occur at a subtle vibrational level, not that which is an energy that you are used to, because it is not a vibrational energy that is pulling or pushing on the various diamagnetic or paramagnetic components of your physical body. These are held in the brain, typically as magnetite, but can often then be seen elsewhere in the body, with the most prominent being iron in the blood. As these materials move under the action of a magnetic field, some of the base frequencies are continuously reestablished. Because some of these energies are transmitted through air, and most importantly, the water in the air, the magnetic bonds being slightly stimulated due to the diamagnetic properties of water, these energies, as they come into the physical, can be sensed. Here again, though, as the coil then has the aspect of cancellation, reduction of the physical energies, and so on, this stimulation is significantly reduced. So the physical stimulation that might override any of the subtle stimulations, these no longer take place. Thus, the energies that would have been as if shouted out, pushed out by the louder volume of those more intensified physical vibrations are significantly reduced, and the result is the intensification of those energies of a subtle nature. Those energies themselves are also then boosted by the other means that are available of subtle energy not having directly to do with the coil. Thus, the relationship to the materials, the inert gases in particular, by an emphasis on etheric body, thus subtle information that is not entirely physical, but has enough of a physical hook or hold as to establish some transfer, and the utilization of various other materials that you are aware of where their own subtle nature, while under vibration, can produce benefit. These energies are not magnetic from these devices, or in any way physically measurable. They are the subtle components which are now made louder, stronger, and clearer due to this cancellation effect. The second aspect here is that in the canceling coils, we note a reverse energy that is never present in most coils. This reverse energy could be seen as a sort of a sucking, a hole, a way in which various energetic components that may be present within people around this device are drawn off. They are pulled into the device due to the cancellation effects are primarily nullified and then released into the electrical grid or into the ground around the device. As a result of this, the individual has a tendency to some reduction in resistance to the subtle energies that are presented. This is not so much due to the bucking effect of the coil itself as it is to the construction of the coil with the intent, with the idea of how it is to be used, as that which is regularly emphasized and strengthened, though to some extent the presence of any variety of frequencies in just about any coil will have some degree of this sucking or reduction of resistance effect. Is this sufficient?
Very nice. Thank you.